The spring allergy season is upon us. That, along with lingering factors contributing to airborne pollution, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by air pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by air pollution. For a limited time, buy one bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor and get another one absolutely free. That's a $27 savings. Just go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com, or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free sale, and arm yourself with the protective power of Breathe Clear with NT Factor this spring, and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's our weekly opportunity to answer your questions, and we are happy to address them if you send them to questions@drhoffman.net. By the way, if you want to participate in a radio show, slightly different way, call 877-726-8255. Jot that number down, because should a question occur to you anytime during the week, even when we're not on the air, you can record a question. We use those questions on the air to augment some of our live calls.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's get back to questions. What's next?
We've got one from Anne. I'm considering taking Urolithin A supplement to prevent sarcopenia, although I don't need it for additional energy. My concern is that it may affect my sleep, as I suffer with sleep maintenance insomnia. Will this cell renewal supplement energize me that I might not be able to sleep? I'm a healthy 82-year-old.
Wow.
With no other conditions except for lack of sleep.
Wow.
And I practice intermittent fasting,
wow,
exercise, and an organic diet.
Wow.
You go, Anne.
Yeah, this is a real optimizer.
Fantastic.
Great. On no meds and, you know,
yeah,
and feels good.
Great.
And, okay, so obviously sarcopenia is
the diminishing of muscle.
It's the inevitable process that,
yeah,
we have to fight against, but we cannot completely overcome it because it is...
I don't think it's inevitable. I think we've been eating the wrong way,
well,
and that the requirements for protein need to be increased after a certain age.
Yeah, but I also think...
There's been more evidence of this.
Well, that's hopeful, but I have to say that there is some inevitability to decline in strength.
That's
and
true.
Muscle volume.
That's
at
true.
Age.
Almost,
yeah, no matter what you do. And you got to do a lot of resistance training.
Yes.
I think for men... You can take testosterone.
Mm.
You can, for both sexes, you can take DHEA. That's a little anabolic. It's going to actually support muscle. So let's talk about Urolithin A, because a lot of people don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. Urolithin A is a metabolite of something that is in pomegranate. And it's actually, to some extent, its metabolism or its conversion is subject to variations in your microbiome.
Mm.
So it's an interesting substance because it is a mitochondrial support substance.
Mm. Okay.
And it's actually the chief ingredient in something called MitoPure.
Yes.
By, you can look it up, or by
it's on
Time,
full script.
Timeline is the company that,
mm-hmm,
makes it.
Mm-hmm.
And is it on full script now?
I thought it was.
I'm not sure it is.
Because, oh, okay,
I buy it direct,
okay,
from Timeline.
Okay.
Shout out to Timeline. I'd be happy to have you become a sponsor.
I
think we actually are approaching them about that. But
okay,
they have some good spokespeople. They have Kara Fitzgerald and what's his name? Mark Hyman as,
oh,
spokespeople.
Okay. Yeah.
So maybe they don't, you know, they're already represented out there. And, mm-hmm, there's a buzz about it because in JAMA, oh, no, let's see. Is it, yeah, which journal was it? It was...
In the Journal of the American
JAMA.
Medical Association.
Effective Urolithin A supplementation on muscle endurance.
Mm-hmm.
And it stimulates mitophagy.
Ah.
That's a play on the word autophagy.
Yes.
But it's like...
For the mitochondria.
Mitochondrial regeneration.
Yeah.
And it can improve muscle function in older animals and induce mitochondrial gene expression in older humans. So I'm all in on this. While I'm not in on rapamycin,
yes,
I take this thing.
You would take the Urolithin A.
And it comes in pills or it comes in a powder. And I add the powder to my shake
Or I sometimes sprinkle it on, you know, if I'm having like some berries, I'll sprinkle it on the berries.
Yeah.
And maybe have it with some coconut yogurt. So the question is it too stimulating? Well, it's not stimulating in a caffeine-like way.
Yeah.
So it's not going to worsen sleep. It's a subtle effect on the mitochondria. And indeed, if you support the mitochondria, your sleep might get better, because sleep, contrary to what you may expect, it's like the brain shuts off like a light, you know.
Yeah.
The brain is highly active in sleep. And one of the reasons people don't sleep well is their brains are low-energy brains.
Yeah.
Low-energy brains can't generate the spikes and the patterns of neuronal activity mm-hmm. that are associated with deep sleep.
Yes.
There's nothing like the sleep of a young teen or 20, or providing they're not on social media, you know,
right.
that screws up their sleep. But, you know, in older people with kind of a little bit of worn out, tired brains, their sleep is not as robust.
True.
Because the brain is tiring.
Yeah.
And so if you can support mitochondrial function in the neurons, hopefully that gets across the blood-brain barrier, you're going to get deeper sleep,
mm-hmm.
sort of counterintuitively, with an energizing thing.
Yeah.
Will it prevent sarcopenia? I don't think there are any studies on that.
Mm.
But it does improve muscle endurance, and it does things for the muscles to make them perhaps more efficient.
Yeah.
Will it make them bigger? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's part of my formula for staying strong and active in physical
terrific
exertion. So I take it quite religiously. I even take it when I travel.
Yeah.
Because I'm all in on this. It's kind of pricey. One company makes it. They don't license it to other companies. It's a Timeline company.
Okay.
But I'm for it.
And take it in the morning. You know, take a dose, see how you feel. But I really, truly encourage you, especially at 82 years of age, to make sure you're getting adequate high biological value protein to support the retention of that lean body mass so you don't become sarcopenic or more sarcopenic if that's already
And more and more there. Studies are saying that the best source, if you're going to do a protein powder, is whey.
Whey, because of the branched chain amino acids.
Yep.
Yeah, it's growth.
And also,
it's anabolic.
I think there's a high content of cysteine, which is a building block for glutathione.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well. So, and there you go.
What?
Wow.
Because what is glutathione? Mm-hmm. It's glycine.
Mm-hmm. And cysteine.
And cysteine and one other. It's a tripeptide.
Glutamine.
Glutamine. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
You just passed your nutrition exam.
Thank you. I remembered that from when you first asked me that a few years ago, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. When I got it wrong. Yeah.
All right. Good point. Just pause because we want to allow one of our actual sponsors, now that we've talked about a non-sponsor for a long time, sold a lot of their product. Let's talk about one of our actual sponsors, give them an opportunity to share an important message with you. So here goes, listen up.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional grade brands that I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. And, you know, people sometimes say, you know, they listen to this podcast and, you know, they like, well, so there's like commercials or there's, you know, we talk about products. And, you know, there's other ways to monetize this. I can charge a subscription fee mm-hmm. for this, mm-hmm. as some people do for their podcasts.
Yeah.
I could sell advertisement to like via, you know, Amazon or something like that. You know, like just there are ways of monetizing, and they could, you could get advertisement for, you know, like an extended warranty on your car, or, you know, any number of things that I have no control over, but there would be money enough to support the podcast. That I think is a disservice to the public, so I'm not doing that. So this is our chosen way of supporting our efforts to sustain this podcast.
Yes.
So,
okay.
So we appreciate your listenership and your patience in listening to these spots, but we hope they're informative because the products then are useful.
Absolutely. Okay. We've got an email from Joanne. Dr. Hoffman and Layla, I'm a 54-year-old postmenopausal woman, and I have no libido. Almost 2 years ago, I had a full hysterectomy due to uterine cancer. I'm contemplating taking a supplement to increase my libido. It includes black cohosh, ashwagandha, KSM-66, which is like a full-spectrum ashwagandha, and chasteberry. Are these herbs estrogenic? Okay. I ask. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So interesting predicament. By the way, this is such a common predicament.
Women, she also has Hashimoto's. That's an important
women
part of it.
Women lose their libido often at menopause. What complicates that is if you have a hysterectomy because you are losing a reproductive organ.
Yeah.
And it actually has an impact on your sexual response. Even though they think, oh, you don't need that, honey, because you're not having kids anymore.
Right.
You know, it does have an impact.
Yeah.
And if you have your ovaries out, the ovaries, even after menopause, are still cranking out some stuff.
Right.
Little bits
of hormone is
Yeah, so when
happening.
You have all those reproductive organs taken out, where you get your androgens from is from your adrenals.
Yeah.
You're going to get some DHEA, and eventually that finds its way into testosterone. Which actually has an impact for women. So this is, women's libido is not a matter of sheer hydraulics, right? Because for men, it's like fluid hydraulics. It's like prime the pump. Take, you know, Viagra, Levitra, Cialis.
Yeah.
They really open up the blood vessel channels to your reproductive organs. And to a minor extent, that may help women. I think a very small percentage of women actually get a libido enhancement from taking those drugs.
There was an episode of Sex and the City where Samantha took Viagra for it and then had trouble stopping it. She enjoyed it so much. Anyway.
That was Samantha. Okay.
On Sex and the City.
Right. Well, that's a lot of wishful thinking for most women.
Right.
So, all right. So there's...
So it's not just a matter of hydraulics.
Right. So... Yeah. The things that she mentioned, I think, are kind of weak in terms of their potential to enhance libido. Ashwagandha is an adaptogen, but it doesn't, I don't think it's an aphrodisiac. For women, the main supplements are maca.
Yeah.
Maca, and a product I like is called Fem Essence, which I recommend for women. And sometimes that works. And sometimes DHEA works, and women can safely take DHA. I generally like to do it under medical supervision because now there's a little quibble because she had uterine cancer. But if she had uterine cancer and she's had been in remission for a long time, it's not likely we're going to in any way stimulate that with DHEA.
She also has Hashimoto's and she has a benign pituitary adenoma.
Well, pituitary adenomas tend to affect the endocrine system.
Yeah.
But she, you know, I don't think that that's part and parcel of that. I mean, in a male, you might have actually with a pituitary adenoma, you can actually have a reduction in testosterone.
Yeah.
This is something you have to check out because you can't just say every man who has low testosterone, that's just, you know, low T. It could be due to something that actually is in the brain.
You know?
And that has to be treated sometimes. It has to be surgically removed. So anyway, because high prolactin, you'd have prolactin that suppresses testosterone. It's complicated.
Yeah.
All right. So what
chasteberry,
else?
Chasteberry is like progesterone-ish. Okay.
I actually, among the things that I think we need less of, there's this drug that was approved in 2015 called Adgye, A-D-D-Y-E. Have you heard about it?
No.
It's because it's not too popular. Oh. It is a female-enhancing drug. It was originally developed as an antidepressant, and it works on the brain. Now, unlike men...
Where it's about hydraulics. sucks.
Where it's below the waist.
Yeah.
For women, a lot of sex is above the neck.
True.
And yeah. Women are very much more prey to psychological issues.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, that like maybe you're not in a relationship or in a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the partner is being mean to you.
Right. You're angry at your partner.
Yeah.
You're not going to feel
right.
like...
You know, if you've had operation on your reproductive organs, definitely it could be
yeah.
a problem. You can take testosterone that has to be prescribed. Testosterone works for some women, but not
yeah.
all. You can also... Another barrier to women's sexual response is it hurts.
Right.
And if
right.
she's not on estrogen and she had a hysterectomy, her estrogen is going to be way low.
Yeah.
So how can you enjoy something that hurts?
Right.
Unless you're a masochist.
Right.
But it's not the kind of hurt that is like...
I don't think she's talking BDSM.
No,
or
I don't think so. Bondage, you know, whatever. So if it hurts, take
yeah.
some estrogen, either systemically or locally, vaginally.
Right.
Now, estrogen is not magic for libido by any means.
No.
And in fact, this is something I learned recently. Is say women go on standard hormone replacement therapy
mm-hmm.
After menopause. They take estrogen, they take progesterone, either in a pill or in a patch.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It suppresses their testosterone.
Mm.
There's a feedback suppression of your
wow.
testosterone. So you almost have to give a little bit of testosterone
to rebalance that out.
So, and or DHEA.
Okay.
And DHEA works more to enhance libido in women than in men.
Uh-huh.
And possibly the reason for that is it doesn't produce much testosterone, and men have a lot of testosterone to begin with, and women just respond much more in a more sensitive way to even a little bit of testosterone. A little dabble do you, as the Bro
right.
Cream commercial once
right.
Mm-hmm. promoted.
Mm-hmm.
So a little testosterone could be helpful.
That could be helpful. Okay.
But it is, they sort of solved it for men,
mm-hmm.
but for women
not
are...
Not so much.
Yeah, women are lagging behind in...
And you know, the same also goes for so much scientific research.
Yeah.
Subjects were men,
yeah.
primarily.
Yeah.
You know, I remember back when this first came out, I think it was on 60 Minutes, this was many years ago, they talked about Ambien, that the dosing on Ambien, the sleep aid... was done primarily for men. That dose is for men.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily for women, and we've been overdosing women.
Yeah.
And who are the primary takers of Ambien? Women.
Right, right.
So, anyway, I remember when all this came out at the time.
But this is actually, I think, one of the holy grail things to find something that really addresses female sexual dysfunction or hypoactive sexual arousal syndrome. They give it various acronyms. But you know something? It's almost
yeah.
like medicalizing something that is kind of a natural part of life.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're trying to, I don't know, some women feel there's a stigma associated with it.
Right.
It's like, you know, sometimes, hey, you know.
A full hysterectomy is equivalent to castration.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to feel much libido after that, are you?
Look at your pets. You know, when an animal gets either, the male gets spayed or neutered, you know, mm-hmm. females get spayed, they tend to get a little plumper. They get a little, you know, it's to change.
They change, yeah. Yeah. So maca would be a suggestion.
Maca.
Rather than an ashwagandha or a chaseberry or something like that. Try some maca, Joanne.
Yeah.
See what that does for you. Or talk to your doctor about a little DHEA.
But, you know, God bless you for having an interest. You
yeah.
know,
where
there's a will, there's a way. You know,
absolutely.
This is something
to be
addressed. There are actually a very small number mm-hmm. of female gynecologists or urologists, because they're predominantly dealing with, like, ED is a big thing. You know, you can
sure.
go to a million urologists, they'll fix men's, they got a lot of things.
Right.
You know, they give you a penile implant, they give all kinds of things they
yep.
have. Very niched thing for women, but there's some practitioners who are experts at addressing female sexual dysfunction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, oh, by the way, you know, so Addy, this Addy
yes.
drug, you know, you could use it, but it has some kind of unpleasant side effects. Like,
it was first an antidepressant?
It can make you faint.
Oh.
Here's some of the side effects.
So let's see, it'll make you swoon.
well, that could... That, that could turn the mail on, but
maybe, you know, right?
Here's
they'll
a
catch
Addy.
You.
I think I wrote about it this week. Okay, let me find it. Addy. Oh, the little pink
Addy.
Pill for female sexual dysfunction. Mm-hmm. Even in the clinical trials, only 10% of women reported meaningful improvements in satisfying sexual events, sexual desire, or distress. On average, they obtained 0.5 to 1 additional satisfying sexual experiences per month.
That's not significant.
And I'm tempted to wonder what constitutes a half-satisfying sexual event. It's like, I had a 0.5 increase in my satisfying sexual events this month.
I have 2.5 children.
Side effects of Addy include, get ready for this, dizziness, drowsiness, nausea, fatigue, and even fainting. All decidedly...
unromantic. I remember reading that and just bursting out loud. All decidedly unromantic. Joanne, there you go. Maca, maybe DHEA. Talk to your doctor maybe about testosterone.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
You can do it. Again, there may be a caution around a prior history of uterine cancer.
Sure.
But I believe if she has a good track record of especially localized uterine cancer that did not show the sign of spread and she's had a nice interval, that she should not be leery of the application of hormones.
Okay.
You know, because it's a quality of life thing.
Sure. And continuing with surveillance
the benefits
is important.
Outweigh the very tiny risks.
Yeah. Okay. Betsy wrote us, "Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I had a question about the Vegan Twin Study. Did they only look at erectile function in men, or did they do an actual semen analysis? I work at a sperm bank, and I wondered if a vegan diet might help donors improve their motile sperm count, volume, or quality."
So two sides of that. One was like they actually did a twin study, which is interesting because you have two genetically equivalent people, and then they looked at male infertility. And I don't recall if they looked at sexual function. They looked at infertility primarily and sperm quality. And they found that by being on a vegan or plant-based diet, you know, it wasn't like exclusively vegan, but like lots and lots of plant foods, there was improvement in sperm quality. I think that study had a little bit of an agenda because they actually said that eating meat and saturated fat was deleterious. And I can't think of a reason why that would be. Unless it's a crappy meat diet, you know, like a really crappy meat diet. So it may be the control group just ate meat, but ate whatever the heck they wanted, you know.
Right.
And one
like
group.
Other crap.
And one group got a very. So then a subsequent study that I just reviewed, and I talked about it on my radio show, found that a Mediterranean diet, but a low carb vegetarian diet, where they even eliminated potatoes, was, helpful for increasing testosterone and for improving sperm motility.
Wow.
And the whatever the DNA changes that cause sperm not to function well. So that study, I think, takes it a little way from the issue of you should become a vegetarian to you should have lots and, like, you know, what we discussed is you include a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables to the extent they're tolerated.
But don't go completely vegan because all that soy, we already know from previous studies, aren't great for men's fertility.
Exactly. That's so, you know, it's a bit of an estrogenic thing.
And, right.
You know, both libido and testosterone production might be hampered. This comes around to another thing is, I listened to Peter Attia, you know, talk, and he talks a lot about, you know, himself because he's, you know, he monitors
that's
everything.
That's what he does, right?
Yeah. And so he goes, he's on these drugs to completely knock out his cholesterol because he has a little tiny score of some calcium and he has a bad family history. So he's on three drugs to lower his cholesterol.
Oh, boy.
You know, so he's like a triple cocktail. And so then he's throwing out there, he's talking to some guy about hormones and goes, you know, like, I just am concerned because my testosterone's kind of low. I can't figure out why. My testosterone's low. Like, I wonder.
All the statins.
Well, it's
that's a substrate.
Well, any drug that reduces cholesterol is a building block for testosterone.
Yeah.
So if you don't have enough building blocks, I'm just saying, you know.
I mean, it's a thing.
Yeah.
It's talked about.
Yeah.
So if your cholesterol, and I've talked about this even on podcasts, if you're taking a statin and you're wondering why you're a little down or you have a lack of libido, you need some cholesterol. It's the substrate
right.
to make all the other hormones.
It's the building block for all the steroid hormones.
So anyway, just saying. So, you know, when we talk about, like, earlier on in part one about the CRISPR technology to completely knock out cholesterol.
What would be the consequences downstream of cholesterol, which is a really
complete and utter infertility all over the world.
Ubiquitous substance that is there for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My gosh, yeah.
Is it the culprit in, you know, did God make us to... You know, did he make a mistake? did human evolution, go awry?
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
So anyway, time for a bonus question. Folks, you want to stick around for a bonus question?
Because
we're going a little long here, but we're going to just...
Yeah. We've got an email here from Lisa in Florida. Dear Dr. Hoffman and Layla, in Florida, there are many walk-in IV facilities which offer a wide variety of drip cocktails containing vitamin C, glutathione,
and by the way,
Myers.
This is something that I was really big in the 1980s and 1990s. I kind of
and
was
2000s
a pioneer offering IVs in my office.
Yeah,
Vitamin C drips and the so-called Myers cocktail and glutathione and chelation therapy, intravenous chelation therapy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. These are very popular with athletes. I may be interested in getting the NAD cocktail. Could you please give your opinion of these IV drips, especially the NAD one?
Well, I believe that supplementing with NAD is a good thing.
Yeah.
And NAD can be increased orally for ultimately less expense, but some of those supplements are pricey. Nicotinamide riboside and nicotinamide mononucleotide, which, by the way, is becoming harder to get because there's kind of a fight over whether it should be a patent medication.
Still?
Yeah. Amazon has stopped selling it. I think it's off the, Whole Food shelves. Because there's the proprietary company under David Sinclair, who's done the research, is saying it's our baby and, we're going to apply for exclusivity on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, but you can get nicotinamide riboside. I take it under the True Niagen name and I prescribe it to patients. I think it's also, along with urolithin A, and coenzyme Q10.
Yeah.
And magnesium, one of the plausible things for mitochondrial support.
Mm-hmm.
So NAD will potentially help athletic performance.
Yeah.
But it may also be good for brain. It may be good for, some kind of a rejuvenative or anti-aging therapy. But the word's not out on it. It's a little speculative now because not enough studies have been done.
Okay.
I don't think there are a lot of studies that conclusively show that an infusion of NAD superpowers you before an event. I'd like to see those studies. And I'd also like to see what's in the secret sauce for all the athletes when they're, in effect, doping.
Yeah.
And they're trying to use substances that are undetectable and legal. And NAD might come under the radar in terms of the extensive testing they do.
Mm-hmm.
And you better believe that if it increased athletic performance by even like 0.001%, that might be the winning margin in something like an Olympic event or Tour de France or, marathon or something like that. They'd be doing it.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if that is worthwhile. It is a bit of a fad, I think.
Okay.
Because the idea is like if something is good orally, giving it intravenously is better. Because you have to bypass the digestive tract, you go right in the bloodstream, you go into the cells.
Yes.
Maybe. I'd like to see some proof of that proposition.
Okay.
And, since now I don't administer those therapies, my practice is consultative and I don't have an IV room where people are happily sitting getting drips.
Yeah.
I have no conflict of interest in discussing this. I'm not promoting this on my behalf. So objectively, I'm thinking, I don't know, it makes money for some people and it's trendy and some people think they feel better, but there's a placebo effect.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. Lisa, there you go. And they are popular.
Yeah.
Well, I guess more so in Florida than in
And they're popular in Las Vegas. It's called the Hangover Cocktail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They have actually hangover wagons and sometimes like...
That's a banana bag. It's a bag full of B vitamins, right?
Yeah.
The hangover cocktail? Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes people will charter like a, you know, like a mobile IV, van for a wedding or something like that, you know. So you can get
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah. And, you know, you wake up and you have an IV and then you go for your, Bloody Mary or...
There you go. Little hair of the dog the next day at brunch, right.
Keep the guests happy.
Right.
So anyway, so on that note, let's just mention that questions@drhoffman.net is the place to go. Mm-hmm. Subscribe to our newsletter. We got some special reports. We've got Immunity Reset at drhoffman.com. You click on the Read drop-down menu, then click Immunity Reset. We also have a nice video, drhoffman.com/defensive eating, where we tell you, you and I did a video seminar, which will arm you with proven strategies that you can put to use immediately, with or without Ozempic, Mounjaro.
Oh my God.
Which are rapidly taking over the world. Thanks very much for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have and should seek the assistance of their health care professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.